Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy. As we're going through these scriptures in the Old Testament, we're seeing what the enemy does, what God will do, and what you must do to overcome. And it's important that we have a spiritual warfare mentality to deal successfully with the enemy. Now remember that all the things that we see in the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. And so all these things we see about the enemy, it's talking about our spiritual enemy, the devil, and the things that he does. And then, of course, there's things that you and I must do in order for us to overcome the enemy in our life. The last scripture we looked at in the last broadcast, "Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us." In order for you to overcome all of your enemies, you're going to have to use the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus, you are going to tread those enemies underfoot. The Lord has given us the name above every name, the name of Jesus. And through the name of Jesus, we have the authority delegated to us to release the power of God to overcome our enemies. In Psalms 54, verse 5, "He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in the truth." God will bring evil to your enemies. And how are they going to be cut off? It's in the truth, the Word of God. That's why we got to get the Word of God before us and hear and do the Word of God. We're going to walk in the Word. We're going to cut them off. We're not going to give place to them, and we're going to overcome them through the Word of God. In Psalms 55, verse 3, it says, "Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me." That shows you that the enemy has a voice, and he will try to speak to you. You cannot listen to his voice. He will speak things contrary to the Word of God. That's why you've got to check everything out in line with the Word of God. He will try to use people to be a vessel for him to operate through. So the voice of the enemy can operate through people, or it can operate directly against you. That's why you cannot listen to his voice. Whatever comes into your mind, whatever comes through your emotions, whatever comes to you through another individual that's contrary to the Word of God, you cannot follow the voice of the enemy. In Psalms 56, verse 2, it says, "My enemies would daily swallow me up, for there be many that fight against me, O thou Most High." That's right. There's many enemies that would be against you, and daily they try to swallow you up. But praise God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If God be for you, who can be successfully against you? And you will overcome your enemies through the power of God. It doesn't matter how many are against you, because there's more that will be with you than with the enemy. In Psalms 56, verse 9, he says, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." When it speaks of "when I cry unto thee," that speaks of prayer. What's going to happen when you begin to pray? The enemies will turn back. And there's an important statement made here. "This I know, for God is for me." You've got to know that God is for you. And the Lord is the one who fights the battles. Remember, the battle is the Lord's, and the victory is ours. Don't ever doubt that God is for you. In Psalms 59, verse 10, the Bible says, "The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies." And what is our desire? That these enemies would be overcome, that they would be put underfoot. God has promised that he'll let you see your desire upon the enemies. So as the God of mercy brings forth his mercy to bring forth victory for you, you will see the desire upon your enemies. In Psalm 60, verse 12, "Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies." That's right, God's going to tread them underfoot. In Psalm 61, verse 3, "For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy." That's right. The Lord is a strong tower, and it's through the name of Jesus that we have a strong tower against the enemy. In Psalm 64, verse 1, "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy." How does the devil work? One of the main ways is through fear. You cannot have fear of the enemy. That's why the Bible says over and over, fear not, fear not. In fact, in Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75, it says, we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. In Psalm 68, verse 1, it says, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. That's right, when God arises and he comes on the scene, your enemies will be scattered. In Psalm 71, verse 10, it says, for mine enemies speak against me. They that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. That shows you that the enemies will speak against you, and they're actually laying wait for your soul. Remember, your soul's made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. They're trying to get to you through your feelings, through thoughts, through something to get you to choose the wrong way. So they're laying wait for your soul to give place to them, and they do take counsel together. That shows you that the enemies will orchestrate circumstances and situations to come against you because they are taking counsel together to try to get to your soul so you give place to them to come in and bring destruction in your life. In Psalm 78, verse 53, and he led them on safely so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. God will lead you on safely, and if you trust in him and do not fear, you will see that he will give you the victory. In Psalms 81 and verse 13, he says, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. What God needs for us to do is to hearken unto his voice and to do exactly what he says. Israel's a type of the church, and Israel was to walk in his ways. So God wants you to hearken unto his voice, be a hearer and a doer of his word, walk in his ways consistently, and then he will subdue your enemies, and he will turn his hand against your adversaries. In Psalms 97, verse 3, a fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. God says he'll release a fire and burn up the enemies, and they will be smitten under your foot. In Psalms 105, verse 24, it says, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. The word increased means to bear fruit. So as you bear fruit, God will bring you to the place of bearing fruit greatly, and the result of you bearing much fruit will be that you will be stronger than your enemies. In Psalms 106, verse 11, and the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. That shows you that all the enemies are to be eliminated. Every single one of them are to be put underfoot. Psalms 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You've got to know that you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and redeemed means purchased. You are purchased back from the hand of the enemy. You're not under his authority anymore. Remember, we've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Psalms 108, verse 13, through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. You're not going to be able to do anything in your own strength. It's through God that you shall do valiantly, and he will tread the enemies underfoot as you act upon his word. In Psalms 112, verse 8, it says, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Here's another case where the word talks about you seeing your desire upon the enemies, which is putting them underfoot. A key is brought forth here that his heart is established. Your heart must be established in the Word of God. You cannot waver, you cannot doubt, you cannot be giving place to the enemy and drawing back. Your heart must be established in the Word, and you cannot be afraid. As it says, he shall not be afraid. Fear gives place to the enemy. Faith is going to see the victory come forth as you act upon the Word and work your faith with power to see the enemy be put underfoot. In Psalms 119, verse 98, thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. That's right, the enemies are always with you. They're always around. Remember again that if your eyes are open to the realm of the Spirit, you'd see angels and evil spirits all over the place. They're always around. But through the commandments of God, it will make you wiser than your enemies. That's why you've got to get his commandments, hear and do his word consistently. It'll produce spiritual wisdom so you are wiser than your enemies. And you've got to be wiser than your enemies because they are ever with you. In Psalms 143, verse 3, it says, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. That shows you what the enemy does to a person if they give place to him in their life. The enemy will persecute your soul. He will come against you in your will and your intellect and your emotions. He works against you in the area of the mind. And if you give place to him, your life will be smitten down to the ground and you will dwell in darkness. Of course, the good news is if we resist the enemy steadfast in the faith, then he will flee from us and he will not be able to get to our soul, because we got to guard our heart and guard our soul from the enemy. In Psalms 143, verse 12, it says, "And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." Here we see that it's through God's mercy, which is the love of God in action, that the enemies will be cut off, and he will destroy all those that afflict your soul. One of the keys for seeing God do this, he says, "For I am thy servant." We've got to be a servant of the Lord. We've got to be serving him. If you think you're going to get free from the enemy's works in your life and you don't serve the Lord, it's not going to happen. You've got to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, crucify the flesh, be yielded unto him. You cannot be serving self. You must be a servant of the Lord. And as you do what the Word says, then the mercy of God will come into operation, and he will cut off your enemies and destroy those that have afflicted your soul. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." That's right. And when you're doing what he says, you're going to smite those enemies. They're going to be put underfoot, and your enemies will even be at peace with you. And then in Isaiah 42:13, it says, "The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies." I'll tell you, the Lord is a mighty man. He's a man of war, and he is going to rise up and fight the battle and will prevail over your enemies, and they will be put underfoot. As you are taking hold of the spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy, understanding what the enemy does, what God will do, and what you must do, you are going to be ready to fight the fight and overcome. You are going to be ready to engage in spiritual warfare and see the enemies be put underfoot. Always be remembering the fact that you've been given weapons of warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and that you have been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. As a royal priest, you and I are now to rise up with the authority delegated unto us, engage in spiritual warfare, and see the enemy be overthrown in every area of your life. And Romans 16:20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." The word bruise means to crush. He is going to crush Satan under your feet shortly. Shortly means speedily and swiftly. How long does it take? As long as it takes for you to put the enemies underfoot. So understand that the God of peace shall bruise and crush Satan under your feet speedily and swiftly as you engage in spiritual warfare consistently until you have seen the enemy be smitten and destroyed in every area of your life. We're going to talk more on spiritual warfare in the next broadcast. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.